May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Love, do good, bless, pray, give, forgive. In today's gospel reading, Jesus uses these verbs, four of them in the first sentence, to outline a practical guide to his disciples. Love, do good, bless, pray, give, forgive. Love. The beginning of the Rite One celebration of the Eucharist includes the following. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ saith, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Love your neighbor as yourself. Today we heard the very well-known variant of that second commandment, also referred to as the Golden Rule. Do to others as you would have them do to you. Love your neighbor. Bishop Curry has often said, if it's not about love, it's not about God. Do good. If we walk in love, it should be easy to do good. It becomes almost instinctive to live our lives in such a way as to make life a little better for those we come in contact with. I suspect that each one of us starts the day intending to do good. Bless. This is a little tricky. A translation of the Latin benedicare, it means to praise or worship. It is this form of bless that we will use at the conclusion of the service this morning. As part of our liturgy, such as the blessing of the congregation at the end of the service, it is the function reserved for bishops and priests. A more generic use of bless is to wish or bestow happiness or good fortune. Two examples are our birthday and anniversary blessings, which we will say as a congregation. Pray. Of course we pray. That's what we're gathered here for. We pray for our own needs and the needs of others. We pray in thanksgiving. We pray in praise of God. We pray as individuals. We pray as a community. Give. Our very existence as a community depends on our willingness to give. Perhaps we give because we're asked to help with something. Perhaps we give without being asked. We give as we can of our time, our talent, and our treasure. Forgive. As Christians, we are called to forgive. In our reading from the book of Genesis, Joseph reveals his identity to his brothers, who quite frankly had treated him very badly. But Joseph's faith in God allows him to forgive his brothers, in fact to gather them to him to settle in Goshen so they do not succumb to famine. So, individually and as a community, we strive to follow the guidance offered in today's gospel. Love, do good, bless, pray, give, forgive. But Jesus throws a wrinkle into this message that makes it far more challenging. Forgiveness is by its nature directed at those who have wronged us in some way. But in today's reading, Jesus tells us to love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you, Give to everyone who begs from you. That's hard. Personally, I'd rather just avoid these people. I doubt I'm alone in that regard. Jesus goes on to point out that it is relatively easy to follow these teachings among those we love, who are part of our community, who are like us. But we are called upon to follow Jesus in our dealings with those who are not part of our group, with whom we disagree. There are many times when we may feel our voice is not heard, our concerns are not addressed, that we are not important. But have we listened to other voices that don't agree with ours? Have we tried to address others' concerns that don't exactly align with ours? Have we tried to make those we disagree with feel like they are important also? Have we done to others what we would have them do to us? Today's gospel reminds us that we are children of the Most High and all created in God's image. It recalls our baptismal covenant to seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving our neighbor, even those we would rather avoid, even those who are not like us, even those who we may not even know or may not ever meet as ourselves. Please join me in prayer. O God, who created all peoples in your image, we thank you for the wonderful diversity in your world. Strengthen our faith that we may love our enemies, enrich our lives by ever-widening circles of fellowship, and show us your presence in those who differ most from us, until our knowledge of your love is made perfect in our love for all your children, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.